Thanks, Eileen. Thank you very much.
The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Good afternoon on this hot and humid and sunny Friday afternoon. How are you coping with the heat? They're saying it might hit 30 degrees in certain parts of the country. I was on the M50 there around lunchtime, 27.5 on the thermometer in the car, 27.5. And then as I came closer to RTE, which is closer to the coast and the cooling influence of the Irish Sea, it was down to 23 degrees. I see that already today at Mount Dillon in County Roscommon, a temperature of 28.1 degrees has been recorded. The record for this time of the year is from 1906 and was recorded in Clongowes Wood College. And that is 29.1. So they're a degree off that. Now, I heard somebody talking this morning on the radio saying that the peak temperatures are going to be between 1 and 4. So we still could top that record. And we'll keep an eye on that for you. We'll keep an eye on the mercury for you. Or maybe you might keep an eye on yours and let us know. Let us know. Because it is remarkable. And I know we spend an awful lot of time talking about the weather. But for these temperatures at this time of the year, it is worth talking about. So there. Yeah, I was on the M50. I was, you know, when you do this sort of work, you're privileged sometimes to be invited places. I can't tell you too much about it, but I had an inspiring and an enlightening morning in the company of some exceptional women. And hopefully I'll be able to tell you more about it in the weeks to come. But it was just one of those mornings that could change my life. Anyway, more about that anon. More about that anon. It's mad the way to do this. So last week, everyone was talking and heading to and getting prepared for Electric Picnic, you see. That was last week. That was Electric Picnic 2023, which seemed to have been a rip-roaring success in no small way because of the weather. That was a big contributory factor. So what do they do, which makes business sense? They put the tickets for next year's Electric Picnic on sale today and it's sold out. Yeah, Electric Picnic is sold out. And you're probably going, yeah, I know, because on last week. No, next year's Electric Picnic is sold out and probably benefited from the fact that last weekend was so good and so nice. You can't guarantee the weather a year in advance, but they have all that money now in their bank account. And what happens with that? Is that it just sits there? It just rests in the account? All right, that's the way it works, right? And the festival will also have an increased capacity of 5,000 next year. So that's good news for people who are fans of Electric Picnic. It's a sort of rites of passage thing, isn't it? You hit Electric Picnic and then you grow out of it, although some people never grow out of it. Still on music, and there's lots of music news today. We had the White Horse Guitar Club in here from Cork, and it was an amazing day. 11 men, 11 guitars from Ballincollig. And they were over in Studio 8. And they just, there was something very special about them. Just to remind you, they sang this song, Wide River to Cross.
There's a race ahead that I must run. I'm only halfway home. I got a journey on to where I find the things that I have lost. I've come a long, long road. Still I got my
White Horse Guitar Club, as recorded in Studio 8, funded by the TV license. Anyway, I was in the middle of that, just sounded amazing, and even the recording sounds better. Big news from them. It's a dream come true for them. They've been invited by President Michael D. Higgins to perform in Áras an Uachtaráin as part of Culture Night, 22nd September 2023. So congratulations to the lads. That's a big deal. That's a big deal. So well done. Johnny Doohan is the man that wrote The Voyage, made famous by Christy Moore. And remember back in the days of lockdown, and we were asking you what song would be our White Cliffs of Dover? And we had a selection, a shortlist and a vote, and The Voyage won. Then Christy he played it live down his Nokia thingamajig from home during COVID. And then they made a little animation out of it and that went on to win awards and it was featured as part of RT Does Comic Relief. So, amazing. So Johnny, since then, drops me the odd email and he dropped me one just there this morning. And he says, as well as several recent books featuring quotations from The Voyage, a couple of lines from the chorus have made their way onto the first headstone I'm aware of in a cemetery in Canada. And he attaches a picture. So the song is still on the move. And then he asked me, could I say, dedicate a clip or the song to his daughter Alva and his son-in-law Ian on the recent birth of their new crew member Paddy. And it's Alva's birthday this weekend. And Christy has invited Alva and Ian to his performance in Leisureland Galway to celebrate the birthday. So all of that because of this song.
Life is an ocean and love is a boat. In troubled waters, it keeps us afloat. When we started the voyage, there was just me and you. Now gathered round us, we have our own crew.
Little Paddy, new crew member. Welcome to the crew, Paddy. Happy birthday, Alva. And hello, Johnny. Good news, Ciara Dignam, Christy's daughter, has revealed that she's signed a record deal just weeks after Christy's passing. So well done, Ciara, and your dad would be very proud of that. And still in music news, you know Duolingo, it's a sort of a language learning app. So any language in the world, not most languages in the world, you can get on, and Duolingo, it has a sort of a fun, innovative way of teaching you a particular language because you do little quizzes and you... Anyway, the big news is that Duolingo are now going into the music business. So they're offering a similar process for learning a musical instrument. So that's something I'm going to be on. And also Maths Seemly. So the language app is now available or will be available very shortly for maths and music classes. That's good news. And the Rugby World Cup starts today. Yes, Shane Byrne is coming in to preview the Rugby World Cup. It's from now till the end of October. And I see the Journal are asking people, are you going to watch the Rugby World Cup? Yes, as many games as I can, 57%. I'll watch the Ireland games, 19.2%. I won't watch any of it, 12.2%. I'll watch some of the games, 11.6%. So I did the maths on that. So it's 88% of people will be watching some of the Rugby World Cup. I would imagine if we do as well as we hope, us being ranked first in the world, that as we go through it and as we get closer to the final, more and more people will be watching it. So anyway, Shane Byrne is going to come in and he's going to give us the sort of the bluffer's guide to the Rugby World Cup, telling you what to watch out for and who we should be afraid of and who we should be beating and all that sort of thing. Our first game is tomorrow versus Romania, and the first game is tonight is the hosts, France versus New Zealand, which is going to be a cracker of a game, even for a neutral. Right. Three songs. I have three songs here, lads. Three songs, right. You have to choose which do you want. So Niamh's outside, Neil, and we have Emily, and we have Jamie. So the first song is this. George Ezra, Shotgun, right. Middle one. Good Times by Chic. Or will it be... Don't Go by Hallows Flower. So... 3, 2, Jamie, come on. 2. Good Times gets it, yes. 5 on 5, 5 on, Ray at RTE.ie. Good afternoon on this Friday afternoon. Good Times. Timeless, Chic's Good Times on RTE Radio 1. 5 on 5, 5 on, Ray at RTE.ie. Ray, we have 28.5 in Port Laois. Working in the direct sun all day, and man, is it hot. My sweat is evaporating before it leaves my pores. The shirt is off, and only a slight breeze. Simon and Wicklow. On the rugby, I think most of the fans here are hopeful, but not going mad with hope, which is good. We've had tough World Cups, and the lads will play in very high heat in Bordeaux tomorrow. Let's be quietly confident. Go Ireland. I suppose it's good that we have a couple of the lesser, you know, countries in the opening games. We were just on to Joanna Donnelly, it says, at Met Aaron, and she says it's hit 28.2 Celsius in Oak Park in Carlow and still rising, but it hasn't broken the record, and Met Aaron says it's unlikely to happen today. And that record set in 1906 in Clongowes Wood College, the record of 29.1 degrees. And Johnny Doohan is a national treasure. Huge fan, says Paddy. Now, we're looking for two of you to come on after 4 o'clock and take part in our Who Done It quiz. And there is a prize. So two of you, clues, three questions and a prize. And the prize is a lovely prize. It's a two-night break for two people in Slieve Dunart Hotel, which is now part of the Marine and Lawn brand. They're celebrating three new dining experiences by giving one lucky listener a two-night stay and dinner at local favourites, which is the Percy French. Then they have JJ Farrell's, perfect for afternoon tea, and the Wolf Bar, a cosy spot for pre-dinner cocktails. The Slieve Dunart Hotel has a stunning new look. It's truly a landmark destination right at the foot of the Mourne Mountains. Marineandlawn.com. Marineandlawn.com for more information. Here is your qualifying question. Who is the captain of Ireland's rugby team? Is it Johnny Sexton or Johnny Rotten? So who's the captain of Ireland's rugby team? Johnny Sexton or Johnny Rotten? 0818715925. That's 0818715925. Now, today is a little bit of a sad day on the show because we are losing Emily. Emily has been with us for over 3 years. She's the BCO, and that's the person who organises everything. And we just follow what Emily says. And she puts the quiz callers up on air, all the guests up on air, organises all sorts of things, sends out your mugs, organises the prizes. And we're going to miss her terribly. And we know whichever team in Radio 1 gets her, it'll be their gain and our loss. So, Emily, thank you so much for everything. And we'll miss you. Thank you. Thank you. We're not losing Niamh, who's sitting in front of me.
Our I'm not going anywhere.
PIC, producer in charge. And also...
I love all the acronyms. It's great. What do you do?
You're our ITM, our ice tea maker, and our ICM, our ice coffee maker. No, we heard on Morning Ireland this morning about the top 100 brands in the country. The Checkout magazine have that every year, don't they? And what caught our attention was the growing popularity in cold drinks that aren't fizzy drinks. So, for example, iced tea... Lipton Ice, the iced tea brand, that was in the top 100. We're a nation of tea drinkers, but on a day like today, maybe you would want something cooler, nicer. So Niamh, who likes a challenge, particularly a culinary one, took up the challenge of making iced tea and iced coffee. Good afternoon, Niamh.
Good afternoon, Ray.
Now, you got married recently.
Yes.
Yes, and you had iced tea at your wedding.
I had iced tea at my wedding.
You didn't make it yourself.
Well, no, I bought it myself.
You ordered it, right? Okay.
So it's just because sometimes during the middle of the day, especially, you want to have a nice, refreshing drink.
Yes.
And you don't want a beer. You don't want a non-alcoholic beer. And iced tea is very popular in our house. I love it.
I don't think I've ever had an iced tea.
Well, about to have your mind blown, Ray.
Right, okay.
I had my first iced tea in 1997 when I went to California.
Right.
I was very lucky. My mom brought me over in an effort to make me study for my Leaving Cert. That didn't happen. But I discovered iced tea. They had these like really long cans of iced tea.
Right.
And I couldn't get over it. I was like, why isn't this a thing?
So you can buy it pre-prepared or you can make it yourself?
You can get it in cans, bottles, but I've decided to make it ourselves.
Okay.
Because I was just thinking, right, we were talking about Boules during the week. Imagine this, like you're out on a lawn, you're playing a game of Boules, over on the table, there's a jug
with
iced tea in it, loads of ice, glasses. It looks very pretty and it's really refreshing.
And is it just tea cooled down with ice and lemon?
And a bit of sugar
and a bit of
honey.
Okay.
And a bit of pizzazz.
A bit of pizzazz, which
yeah, there's
you
a bit
have.
Of pizzazz in that jug.
Yes.
I mean, that's 5 minutes in the making, that jug. And look how impressive it looks.
Right, come on. I want to taste it.
You want to taste it. Okay, fair enough. So, yeah, look, what I did was, right, you just got tea bags.
Yeah.
And then I got 6 tea bags and I made them in hot water. Some of them say to infuse them in cold water, but I don't think so.
Right. And then you let it cool.
And you let it cool.
Right.
But then you have loads of ice anyway. So the ice by its nature
cools
the
down.
Tea down.
Yes.
So, but while the tea is still hot, I put in a couple of spoons of sugar. So I put in a tablespoon of caster sugar, a bit of honey, and that all melts into the tea.
Right.
And then you put the water into it.
Okay.
I got it from the water cooler.
Mm-hmm.
And then loads of ice. And then you decorate it with, I put a bit of squeezy lemon. You know the Jif lemon?
Yes, Jif, yeah.
It's very easy. And then I put loads of ice in it and all the oranges, lemons, limes. And then you can garnish it with mint if you want to get really fancy.
Right. So this is it, this is my first. So it was pizza dough last week, it's an iced tea this week. Wow, I'm living the life, haven't I? Huh? Here we go.
Refreshing, right?
Yeah.
Oh God. I'll just go. Oh God. This has gone terribly awry.
It looks amazing.
Do you not like it?
No, well, you haven't finished.
Okay.
It looks amazing. So if I arrived out in your back garden and we were about to play a game of Boules and Pot,
yeah,
and you brought that out in the tray with some glasses, I would go, wow, this is really impressive, right? And I would be built up, hyped up to taste it, yeah, as you did brilliantly in describing how you made it.
Yes. Is it a bit strong for you?
No, quite the opposite. Do you know what it tastes like? And I know, I'm sorry about this, but do you know when you have, say, an orange drink in a glass?
Like a dilute, yeah.
And then you want some water and you don't rinse it out properly. So there's that little bit of a taste of... You know what I'm talking about.
This has been a huge success.
That's what it tastes like.
Well, okay. So look, there's plenty of options. Because I just went down to the supermarket, a supermarket sweep with Jilly, the two of us running around. And I looked at the tea aisle. I was like, oh my God, look at all the teas. You can get all these infused teas. So maybe it's just the regular tea flavour. It doesn't cut it for you.
Right.
Maybe you need something like a honey and a ginger tea.
Yeah. It is a cool drink, I'll give you that.
You could be like Arnold Palmer, you know, the golfer.
What's his
famous drink? So there's a drink called the Arnold Palmer, but it's more popular over in America, but it's a half and half. So it's a half lemonade, half iced tea.
Ah, right.
So maybe that's your drink.
The iced coffee. What's the difference between an iced coffee and a frappe, or the same thing?
One is kind of whipped up.
Right.
I think the frappe is kind of, the ice is kind of... kind of blended
mushed into it.
So this, so I got very into Dalgona coffees.
Right.
I got very fancy over lockdown, but this was a big thing on TikTok. So they're like Korean coffees, but you whip the coffee, you get coffee, a little bit of sugar and a tiny bit of water. So you get a little bit of
a paste.
I
remember seeing that, yes.
And you get an electric whisk. Now I was whipping up there a long time, but it didn't come, but it kind of created this kind of velvety thing. But what I did to this one was, my coffee shop that I go to, they make a Vietnamese coffee. So I kind of made a hybrid. And a Vietnamese coffee is where you get condensed milk to sweeten the latte, because otherwise if you put just sugar into a coffee and you didn't blend it up, it gets a bit granular in your iced latte. So here's a kind of a blended iced coffee for you.
Vietnamese with Korean influence.
Yes.
Is that right? With ice. Okay.
This is going to be amazing.
Right. Okay. This is going to be amazing. Here we go. I have had a frappe before and an iced coffee, so... That's nice.
See, there you go.
That's lovely. That is lovely.
So maybe if I set up my lemonade stand over the weekend,
I'd go with the Vietnamese Korean influenced coffees.
Right.
That's what I'd go with.
Okay.
Now maybe I don't know. It takes. You see, I'm one of these non-tasters. You know, there's super tasters and non-tasters. So I need a big hit.
Right.
You know, when it comes to chili, for example, I need a lot of chili.
Now, I'm going to confess something to you.
Right,
I put
no
10
tea
bags.
You put 10 tea bags in that?
I put 10 tea bags in that.
Because
I knew I didn't want it to be weak for you.
And I still couldn't taste the tea in it.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I don't know.
We're going to have to go back to the drawing board.
Back to the drawing board.
20 tea bags.
29 degrees on the M50 now. That's not a scientific thing. It's just in somebody's car. But 29 degrees. I wonder, is the M50 some sort of cauldron? You know, there's a trap. Is it a heat trap?
No, but cars are a heat trap. So
yes,
your temperature gauge in your car would be a little bit hotter, I'd say.
Yes, yes. And then there's traffic, yeah.
But you'd be keeping the windows down.
Neve, thank you so much. That iced coffee is delicious.
You're very welcome.
Thank you. The iced tea is really good.
I haven't tasted it.
You haven't tasted it yet?
I did. I think it's lovely.
Right, okay, right,
it's a bit strong for me.
Yeah, all right. Okay.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1. Email ray@rte.ie. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Simon has been on. Hey dudes, the best tea for a hot day is mint tea or Indian chai, which is, chai is the Indian word for tea, isn't it? It is, yeah. Absolutely delicious, and they really cool you down. So Simon, 30 degrees in my kitchen in Lucan, says somebody, and unsweetened iced tea is delicious. We bring tea bags back from the USA. I make loads of iced tea in this fab weather, says Stephanie. 28.7 in Kilkenny, Ray, says Declan. 30.3 in Boyle. I wonder, can we get an official on that? But Danny is saying 30.3 in Boyle in County Roscommon. Now, there's a woman in Monaghan by the name of Helen Drum, who's been charming millions of people all around the world with her videos that are filmed inside her shop, Sound Quality Gifts, Monaghan, Ireland. She's become what can only be described as a social media sensation. She's gone viral, 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 and so much so that fans are flocking from all over the world to meet her. She travelled down to meet us today. Yes, she did. I'm delighted to meet you. Helen Drum, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ray. Thank you so much for having me on your
show.
There's
a bit of Big Tom going in the background there.
Four Country Roads.
He's a Monaghan man.
Absolutely. We're so proud of him.
Are you Monaghan Town?
Yes, I'm from Monaghan Town.
Is the shop in Monaghan Town?
The shop is in the centre of Monaghan Town, in Super Value, upstairs in Super Value in Monaghan.
Thanks so much for coming in.
Pleasure's all mine.
Yeah.
Now, sorry, just can I stop you?
Yeah.
He didn't say that Monaghan was one of the hottest spots. You're talking about all the different ones there.
Yeah.
But Monaghan, oh, it is so hot.
Sizzling hot.
Oh, no. That's why they're all coming running to us. They're all coming to Monaghan.
Now, a lot of people don't know who you are, and they're going, why have you got that woman on the radio? Well, the reason we have you on is you're the owner, proprietor of
correct
Sound Quality Gifts Monaghan.
That's right. Correct, yeah.
And a while back, you started doing videos. Who suggested it?
Well, I suppose I was always a music shop, so I had
hold
to
on,
change.
Hold on.
Yeah.
I'm not following the script.
Okay.
I should have said, how did it start?
It started with a kiss. Sorry, that's always me. I'm up for the crack, fun,
right,
Ray.
Okay, yeah, yeah. But yeah. So who started videoing you?
Well, what had happened was my son, Jack, had said to me, Mum, there's a great song, Meghan Trainor, I Am Your Mother, You Listen to Me.
Right.
So the day before Mother's Day, I had taken one of my famous umbrellas and I just put it up and I played a little bit of the song in the background and I said, I am your mother, you listen to me, lastminute.com, Mother's Day gift.
Right.
Bang.
Bang. I have one of these, your famous umbrellas. Tell us why they're famous. They're a different shape than your average umbrella.
Absolutely, but the main reason is that it has been tested up to 7 gales of wind and it won't blow inside out. How many umbrellas do you buy that blow away? These won't blow inside out.
Right.
And you're not invading in anybody else's space, so it's not sticking in somebody's face. So any outdoor event, let it be a rugby match.
All right.
That's coming up.
Or electric picnic or whatever.
Electric picnic, whatever. They have been extremely popular.
So it's more dome-like than your average umbrella. And there's a cut-out part at the front.
That you can actually see, like PVC there towards the front.
And this is a lovely leopard print one I'm using here. People can probably hear the acoustic changing there because I'm lowering it over my head.
Yes.
A woman used to get them from a woman in London.
Yes, it was actually a man that had invented it.
Right.
And he had several businesses. And then what he had done was sold it on. He had taken sick or whatever and he sold on his business. And the lady then that owned the company was ceasing trading for a reason. Yeah. And she said to me and I said, okay, we'll take it over.
So you have them.
So I have. I am the only one that has the umbrella.
Now, Sound Quality Gifts Monaghan. Mm-hmm. If you met somebody from a different planet or indeed a different country or somebody who hadn't seen you on TikTok, how would you describe the shop?
Well, I would say that it's like the circle of life, Ray, because I do literally everything. So I have personalised gifts for births,
right,
deaths, right, marriages, engagements, yeah, anniversaries. So to me, with my personality, you're dealing with people's emotions all the time. So if somebody has a newborn baby, of course, we are full of joy. Somebody that's getting married, you know, but then if it's somebody that has lost a loved one, you have to be fit to connect with people. You have to be fit to connect.
One of your best sellers is a solar powered lantern for graves.
That's right. Obviously, I can't TikTok it, but it is huge. So it takes.
Where did you come across that?
I bought the lantern and then I modified it.
You modified it?
Yes. And I put the image, the photograph of the loved one onto the lantern.
Right.
And whatever prayer or whatever message. Like, people have went for the solar power lantern for several reasons. You know, I've actually sold it literally around the world. I've sent it to Dallas, Texas, and I've sent it to Africa.
You're online, of course. You have a big online presence.
Soundqualitygifts.com. Yeah.
Yeah. Sound Quality Gifts Monaghan, Ireland.
Absolutely.
Yeah, there's the wink at the end.
Oh, it's very important.
You're a bit of a mover as well. You sort of, when you're doing your TikTok videos, you do a little bit of a shimmy around the shop.
That's right. But that's important. I would have everybody coming, or not everybody, but you'd have people coming in and saying, is there any chance of having a wee dance? Or, right, you know, they're up for the crack.
Yeah.
So they're coming in. People buy into people, Ray. Can I tell you? It's a lot of stuff that I have in my shop can be bought online. But online won't give you the service.
You don't get Helen Drum.
They won't give you the service that Helen Drum will give you. And indeed, a lot of small businesses.
Yeah. So this is mushroom now. And as you say, and as I was saying in the intro there, people from all over the world, because of TikTok, you see, TikTok is a global phenomenon. You're big on TikTok. You've even done a TikTok course.
That's right.
Yeah.
TikTok actually had come on to me and said, God, we like the content that you have to offer. And would you be interested in a TikTok advanced course? Sure, I thought it was somebody messing
yes.
with me because I'm one of a big family and anything.
How many's in the family?
My mother and father, we had, mommy and daddy had 15 children.
That is a big family.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where do you lie in there?
I am fourth youngest.
Right. Okay.
So I then stopped after I had four children. But so TikTok had asked me if I would be interested in doing this advanced course for small businesses. It's something just that they've started up. So it's wonderful
yeah.
because us small businesses need help as much as the big businesses,
yeah.
do you know? And especially when you're down in the country. I'm so delighted that you found me because...
Well, we wouldn't have found you if you weren't on TikTok.
I know, but...
And then you got a mention, Roisin Ingle gave you a mention in the Irish Times.
You know something? She read me well.
Didn't she?
She was fantastic. But I was delighted to see that it doesn't all happen in Dublin. You have
yes.
to move out of Dublin. Yeah. And I'll tell you, that's where you get the sound quality.
Speaking of which, sound quality gifts... Is that to do with, you know, you're a sound man or what sound? It's where does the name come from?
Well, Sound Quality was a music shop. And then with all the kids downloading their music and CDs and that, even though I still sell CDs and DVDs.
And vinyl.
One of the
and
few.
Vinyl.
And
vinyl.
Yeah, I'm one of the few that does
yeah.
that. But so I found now that I had to change. So I didn't want to lose sound quality because I was for years, like I'm 38 years in business. And can I say that I was laughing because we had, I was reading this morning a note. Do you realise that when you were a kid, a mobile was something that hung over a baby's cot?
This is a sign you're getting old. This is a sign you're getting old.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And now we're living.
Yeah.
We're living on the mobiles, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the other thing was that social networking was meeting and chatting in the pubs.
Yes.
But sure.
It's all changed.
It's everything has changed. And a mouse was something that ate cheese and lived in a hole. You know, and now what's a mouse, yeah. you know?
Bernadette has been on, Helen. She says, greetings from sunny Birmingham. I met Helen last August when I brought my Auntie Mary up from Cork on a pilgrimage to see Big Tom's statue. We just stumbled across Helen's shop and we were chatting for ages. She's a fantastic salesperson. She could sell snow to Eskimos. I don't know if you can say that anymore. When she heard why we were visiting, she pulled out a massive billboard of Big Tom to have photos with. If Monaghan was a bit closer to Cork, we'd be back every year. Keep up the great work, Helen. So people come along for hugs, photographs, Bluetooth speakers.
Unbelievable, yeah. They're actually coming
breadboards
in.
Breadboards yeah. that are inscribed
yeah,
with very...
Irish mammy sayings.
Right.
Do you remember some of the Irish mammy sayings?
What did my mother say to me? Can't remember.
Well...
Don't put those on, you'll catch the death cold. Because I had a favourite pair of jeans. You wear them, you get them washed, and they wouldn't be dry. You put them on wet, you know, and that's what she... Go
yeah.
on anyway.
If you don't stop crying, I'll give you something to cry about.
Yeah.
I got that said to
me. How about this one? Don't come running back to me if you break your leg.
That is so true. And where did you get that cough? You know?
Yeah.
And one of the best ones, because of us being one of a big family,
yeah.
those biscuits are for the visitors. But when we got the visitors out the door, we cleaned the plate.
Of course you did, yeah.
There wasn't a crumb on it.
We were only allowed one chocolate gold grain, you know, and like that was a treat on a Saturday.
Yeah.
And then we used to melt the chocolate on the chocolate gold grain in front of the 2-bar fire. I could write Angela's Ashes, the Kildare version.
Oh, no. And I think maybe I'm having too many birthdays because I could write a book at this stage.
Yes.
You know?
I'd say that's in you, OK.
And having to move, I've had a lot of small businesses making contact with me and saying, how did it all start?
Yeah.
And where are
it
we
It started
going?
With a kiss.
That's exactly it. But seriously, they
yeah.
are asking with small businesses, how can we do this?
Yeah.
I was asked actually by a guy in Donegal, would I give talks to small businesses.
You'll be doing a TED talk, Helen.
The only thing I'd say, though, is that if we don't use the small businesses, we're going to lose them.
Well, on a serious note, when you drive around Ireland now, and it's changing slightly, but you drive down, you know, the main street of towns, and a lot of the shops are boarded up or empty. That's a bit
depressing. It's sad.
Yeah, it is.
It's very sad.
And we need to revitalise our main streets around the country, don't we?
Yeah, and whenever you go into the shopping centres, every shop's the same.
Mm.
But you know...
But you're unique. Sound Quality Gifts, Monaghan, Ireland.
I love that wink. You're doing well, boy. I love that.
I'm only copying you. Yeah. You do the wink, don't you?
Yeah, but that's very important, yeah. Yes, do you see? Yes. But you know what's funny too?
Go on.
Sorry. Was when people come into the shop, I was looking at them. They actually, there was a few people started to feel my arm to see was I real.
Right.
They didn't actually believe it. And I said, what's wrong with you? And they said, we are in shock that you're so...
Because these have seen you on TikTok.
That's right.
So people travel from all over the world. Where are we talking? What's the furthest they've come from?
I had a guy in there about a fortnight or 3 weeks ago from Japan. And so now the new thing is when people come in, Philippines, I've had them, Germany. And so when people come in now to me, I get them to say, welcome to Sound Quality Gifts, Monaghan, Ireland. And I get them to say it in their own language.
Ah, very good.
And they said, this is fantastic, Helen. You're actually putting us on the map.
Yeah.
That I was putting them on the map.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Sure, all it is a bit of fun and crackling.
Yeah,
you know, it's taken time.
And hard work.
But it's taken time with your customers. And it's, as I said to you earlier, people buy into people.
Yes.
And if you have, we need to remember, please and thank you. Shopkeepers need to know.
Main Street in Goree is alive and vibrant, says Malcolm. Great to hear.
Fantastic.
Great to hear, yes, yeah. So what's the best seller in Sound Quality Gifts, Monaghan, Ireland?
Well, obviously my famous umbrellas.
Yes.
People are not even coming in and saying kind of a rain shader. They just say, Helen.
Rain shader?
Yeah.
Oh, that's what they're called.
That's what
the official.
They call rain shader.
Right, okay.
So you can go in on rainshader.com also.
Right.
But people are actually coming in and they're saying, I want one of your famous umbrellas.
Right.
And of course, you mentioned the leopard print. I've had priests coming in buying the navy and the black, saying they're fantastic for any.
Oh, yes, because you don't, they wouldn't buy the leopard print.
No, they wouldn't be into that.
No.
Nor do they like the tartan.
Well, not publicly, anyway. So, what else? What else is a good seller?
So, my mug. I could do actually a little TikTok in your studio.
Right.
So I am just going to say it here.
Right, go on.
Ray, it's all TikTok here at Sound Quality Gifts, Monaghan. What a sweet moment to have met you and given you this beautiful mug for you to have your little cup of coffee out of. It's all TikTok.
All TikTok. Helen, you're a force of nature. So where does it go from here? Is it world domination?
We have to watch this space,
don't we?
I have to say it's fantastic.
Now, you have to go onto TikTok and put in Sound Quality Gifts Monaghan and see Helen in action, because the visuals are important as well as the sound, you know. Because they're only hearing you today, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, as Roisin Ingle had said, she does half dance, half jive and half whatever.
Yes. Was she right? She said...
100%.
You look like a woman who'd done a bit of line dancing.
I didn't do line dancing, no. But I did do a bit of jiving.
Yes, back in the day.
To me, it's all in the fun. Now, I was coming up the road today and I was listening to RTE and... it's Patsy Cline's.
Right, crazy, no?
Birthday, no.
Oh, it's her birthday, and, yes.
But it was, they had played a song and I said, that's what I do. I could be driving along the road and I listen to a song and I say, I'm going to TikTok that.
Right.
And one was, it was about memories.
Uh-huh.
And at the end of the day, Ray, that's all we have is our memories.
Mm.
So that's why I love my personalised gifts, because I print all memories, and that's all we have.
Right.
I took you a pillowcase.
Did you bring me one?
Yeah.
Oh, great. I don't know how Jenny would feel about that.
Well, tell Jenny it's all right.
Right,
because there's just
so
going
I'll be
to be
sleeping on your face.
Yeah.
Okay, right.
You'd like that.
Yeah. Now, Helenella, you better say, go on.
Helen, my cousin.
Yeah.
has a big birthday, Ray. And so she came with me today. She's actually 60 today.
Right.
So we sang a big happy birthday and was delighted that we could cut the cake with you.
Yeah, lovely, lovely. Yeah. Happy
birthday.
So
happy birthday.
Helen Ella.
Yeah.
I'm sure our paths will cross again. Helen
Drum. So.
We might do an OB from your shop or something like that.
I would only love that. But before you finish up, look at you haven't seen this. I wanted to surprise you because
I told you
that the chocolate was a sweet moment.
Yes, yes.
But it can't always be about Helen Drum or sound quality. So this is for you.
Oh, God.
I heard that you're such a fit man.
Yeah.
So therefore, you need a bit of sugar in your life.
Look at that photograph. That's from 2015. I reckon I look like a local TD in that.
I thought you were going to say you look like a young fella.
No, a local TD, not a young fella. It's not a look I want to return to.
Yeah, so there was no point in taking taking alcohol.
Just to tell people at home, it's a sachet, a lovely sachet of jellies, and on the back is a picture of me, suited and booted. I had a sweet time on the Red Arch show. Helen Drum, thank you very much, Helen Drum. Thank you. I'll send you off with a bit of Big Tom. There you go.
Good man. Thank you.
Off you go. See you, Helen. Bye now. Bye.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1. Text 51551. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
The Tully Twins. We move from County Monaghan to County Cavan. And in studio, we have Fergal and Neil Tully, stars of Gogglebox Ireland. Is that the official name of Gogglebox Ireland?
Yeah, but in Cavan they're called Googlebox.
Googlebox, yeah. Right, in Cavan, right, okay.
Somebody calls it Gigglebox.
Yes, that's good too.
Dad calls it.
We were talking there during the commercial break. You're identical twins, right? So, which means you share the same DNA. And yet, Neil, you have reading glasses. And Fergal, you don't need reading glasses.
Well, Neil says I do, but I think he doesn't know me better than me, but...
He doesn't know me better than me.
I guarantee
that's fair enough. He doesn't know him better than him. That's a fair assessment.
No.
But I wonder, have you ever been involved in any scientific experimentation as identical twins?
Not yet.
No.
No.
Because it's a major field of scientific research.
Is it
identical twins? Yes.
Was your man Dr. Mengels? Wasn't he?
Was he involved in that? Yeah.
It was twins. A lot of twins involved.
Yeah.
In the Nazi camps.
Yes.
I don't know.
Did you get paid for it?
Well, you would get paid for it, yeah. You would get, have you ever been to a twins festival?
There was one in...
Such a thing?
Yeah, there is such a thing.
In Casablanca, yeah. Because I met one of the twins who organised it.
Yes.
And he said, would you go to it? And I says, I kind of like being individual, like.
Yes.
But everyone's obsessed, you know, we see two people together identical. It's very rare. I mean, a lot of twins, but very rare identical twins. I've never met identical girl twins.
Yes. Do you find as you're getting older, you're less identical?
I actually think we're getting more like our own age. No, I'd say Neil has a haircut as if he's wearing a wig. I don't know why. Thanks.
Well, he's come down to Dublin. He's gone all fancy.
He's gone all fancy, yeah.
Yeah.
And I just go for as I tell the barber, I want a mammy's boy's haircut, and that's it.
And he gives you, he delivers.
He delivers well.
You look like you wear a bit of product in your hair, Neil.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you don't, Fergal.
No, shampoo.
Yeah, that'd be enough. I don't need anything.
A good hard cloth will do you.
Yeah.
Sorry. Don't be so mean, Fergal.
That's fine. I'm completely comfortable.
He asks up here now.
I'm completely comfortable with the fact that I have no hair. So you're the farmer.
Yeah.
And you've moved down to Dublin. You have a new job.
Well, you've met at the tree. 4 years.
Yeah,
since
last time we met.
I'm sorry, my phone's gone off here.
Yeah, that's bad studio etiquette.
I only milk cows for my neighbour. Right. Lovely neighbour. And then I go, I'm a sales rep then, full time.
All right, okay.
Two jobs,
right here. Yeah.
Keep the wolf.
But you're still up in Cavan.
Yeah, I love Cavan. I love the people. I love the area where I live. It's beautiful. Killikeen Forest Park beside me there.
Yeah.
Radisson Hotel. It's a lovely area.
You couldn't ask for more.
Farnham Estate.
Yeah. It's all. If you play golf, it's great. Yeah. Unfortunately, I don't. Neil tries. What's your handicap, Neil?
36.
Is that big? Yeah, sounds big.
I don't know.
You don't want a big handicap.
No. The bigger
golf, you don't want a big handicap.
No, it isn't. The bigger the handicap, obviously, the worse you are. Yeah.
So you have two shots in every hole.
You have two shots in every hole. Yeah. Right. And have you ever met anybody with a bigger handicap than you?
No, can't quite be good at 26.
Oh, that's it. That's the max. Okay, right. Yeah, you have a sense of humour about
that.
You're
really ripping me out of it today.
Is that a thing, though? Like, I know siblings slag each other, but are you more likely to be, you know, slagged by your twin? I suppose you are.
Have you not watched the show?
I have watched the show, yes.
He is constantly at my back, slagging me.
I have. I don't watch it religiously, but and you're some of my favourites.
And I'm his muse, as he calls
it. The latest one is reading the local paper, and I've seen this reunion from 1998, and there's about 50 kids in. They were grown adults now.
Yes.
I says, the one of Neil's ex there.
Right.
So I've seen one, and I says to my wife, Jean, there's one of Neil's exes. I said, she there too. I circled them and sent them to Neil.
So were you more successful in that, dating than he was? He just jealous?
No comment.
He was 20 million times more successful when I was young, yeah.
Yeah.
So I told girls what I thought.
Right.
No good tact.
Right. So, you see, there's like, in itself, there's research. Because you're identical twins. So if people go on looks alone, you should have equal opportunity in that department, shouldn't you? Because you look exactly the same. But he had more success, which suggests...
I know, he had way with girls in.
Yeah.
Please,
pardon. I didn't.
Gogglebox is back, as in from this week. You took a break at one stage, did you?
We took a sabbatical.
Yes. And at the time, it was big news and thought you weren't coming back. So was there a big check, or why did you come back, or what happened?
It's complicated. We quit it for different reasons, and I suppose the reason we quit it, realised it made no difference to why we quit it. So we went back on it. Just being honest with you, we quit it for a reason. And
can you tell me why you quit it or not?
No, I can't.
You can't. Okay.
Is that okay?
Yeah, no, that's fine. Sorry, it's fine. It's fine. And it didn't materialise, or
it didn't. No, we weren't going for big jobs or different careers. We just here for a reason.
Personal
reasons. We thought it changed things, but it made no difference. So
okay,
we're back at it. Probably we're back because during COVID it was only crack we had.
Yes, yeah.
We had a year of total boredom.
Yeah,
and it's funny. It was only fun we had that time. So we reluctantly quit, but we're delighted to go back on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
So it's 7 years since you started on Gogglebox.
Yeah, I have a 7-year-old.
Yeah.
Born 2 weeks before, 3 weeks before.
Yeah.
I went on it.
And your children now know, you've teenage children and...
But they don't watch it.
Do they not?
No. My wife doesn't watch it either.
Does she not?
No. And she's dead right.
And what about if you're out and people recognise you?
If I said something, I think I said something in the very first series, and she just didn't watch it after that.
All right.
It's fair enough. And she does watch it if I say it's good tonight, she'll watch it, but then if she doesn't watch it,
Yeah. What's the attraction? Because when people, when Gogglebox started and the concept was put to people, we're going to watch people watching telly on the telly. And people said, that's ridiculous. It's, television eating itself. And here it is all those years later and still as successful as ever. What is
noses
it?
Is a lot of it, I'd say.
Noses,
yeah. Yeah.
But once they've seen your couch, they've seen your couch. You know what I mean?
But they want to know your opinion and all that. Like,
It was a concept in England first, and it was Caroline Ahern that brought it up. And to me, it's a very good concept. Everybody's favourite comedy nearly that's repeated on BBC is The Royal Family.
Yes.
Which was invented. And realistically, it's a comedy version of Gogglebox. Gogglebox now, England, I think it's a great show. And I suppose...
The Irish version is a great show too.
The Irish version, I'm not denying it, but I'm just saying it's what got me into Gogglebox. And I ring in Fergal at the time, was approached to go on Gogglebox. And Fergal's first question was, what's Gogglebox? Now, I'd seen it, and I remember going into a pub and some girl says, put on Gogglebox, and he was going, what the fuck? What's that?
Yeah.
And
how did they find you?
This question right
now. You've asked the show in Cavan, so was to see Neil, and Neil was giving guff to his
fam. Say again?
It was an agriculture show in Cavan, and Neil was working at it.
Right.
And he was giving guff. One of the researchers for the show asked Neil would knew one, and Neil started naming all the farmers walking around the place.
Yeah.
And they said to Neil, would you not do it?
Yeah.
So Neil came
to me, I was farm at the time. I think it was Powell's now, Big Ben's or something like that. So it was go from head to toe with SH1D.
Yeah.
So he asked me, would it go? And it's better than this. I said, so
what is it?
Anniton. Well, he missed the farming. And I only farmed part-time. But my father says to me, when it's finished farming, he says, you missed the hardship. And I laughed in his face. But he's 100% right. Because yes. I never had a pick of weight on me.
Yeah.
I was always skinny. And now, I took part-time farming to lose the weight.
Right. You missed the hardship.
You missed the hardship. Because you go home at night time, you feel alive, like, you know.
Yes. It was interesting because we had Mick Flannery in the other week. You know, he's a singer-songwriter. Yeah, yeah. He was a stonemason before he went into the singing-songwriting. And I think he's in a new place down in Ennis-Dymond and he's doing a bit of stonemasonry again. And he says he loves, and this is what he misses, he loves that feeling of getting into bed after a hard day's work.
Oh, you can't beat it.
Yeah.
It's better than any drug.
Yes.
I think, anyway.
And you just...
I haven't took any drugs apart from maybe ibuprofen.
Right, but that'd be for...
Yeah, for the headaches.
Yeah, yeah, and that sort of thing.
I injured myself. I get lots of farm injuries. Is that? I went back work and I hurt my hand.
Yeah.
Cow student.
I remember I used to play rugby with the Gray brothers.
You played rugby?
Yeah, Jim and John, and they used to play in the front row. And Jim came in... No, Jim played in the second row. Jim came in one night after a farming injury. Yeah. I think he'd broken a finger, but he just strapped it with a bit of gaffer tape. And went on training, just strapped it to the next finger.
He played goals in a county final with a broken finger.
Did you?
On the 12s, very good.
It still counts, Neil.
It does count. You're a county player.
Under 12s is very important to under 12 children.
Virgin Media One. When is the we better get to this very quickly because this is breaking news, right? So you're going to be at the Plough, and we're going to be at the Plough, and we'll talk again.
Yeah,
because I love I love these lovely conversations. That I don't know what happens, but I love them. And you're there because you have a stand, your new business.
We started. I'm sick and tired and sore in Dublin, Anson. Am I the one with the odd socks? Which I am. I wear odd socks.
Yeah.
I don't mind. My girlfriend just gave out about it, but I'm happy. It makes me happy. It's something peculiar.
Yeah.
And I decided to start an own range of my own. Tully Twin Socks. Fergal doesn't wear them odd, and he gives out to me too. But we're launching at the Plowin. We'll give you a few. Now, the concept is I wear the odd and see that there? He forgot to bring up the ladies. So you see that.
Yeah.
You wear that.
Yeah.
With the blue.
Oh.
And it looks funky.
Yes.
Do you get me?
Oh, I see. But this pair, they're not odd.
No, they're not odd, but you buy the two pairs.
Oh, you buy two pairs?
Yeah.
See,
and then you can wear them odd, and
we get more money.
I see. So if you were to put those together, the pink and the blue, in one package, people would only buy one pair.
Yeah, they wouldn't buy the pair because they don't wear odd socks, but the people that are funky like me and cool,
they buy two pairs.
They buy two pairs and then they can put them together.
Change.
You two can be like Neil Tully, is that the thing?
Yeah. And then we've got the chicken and egg for you.
You have the chicken and egg, thank you very much. The chicken and the egg. Oh, yes, so you have the chicken and the egg, brilliant.
So
there's the men and the women's socks, the pink and the blue, and then you have the chicken and the egg, brilliant. So Tully Twin Socks and Apparel. So there's more on the way.
That's more to come.
More to come.
That woman TikTok, I'm going to have to pick her brain.
Right, do. Yeah, Helen Drum.
Helen Drum.
There you go. Well, listen, Gogglebox, Virgin Media One, weekly. The Tully Twins are there and lots more besides. Well worth the watch.
What about Neil's new, just shout out to Neil's new child.
Oh, Darcy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sorry.
Named it after you.
All right, thanks. That is very nice.
That's not the truth, Darcy.
Yes,
actually.
I know.
He texted me last night, bring the pink socks up for Darcy and it's for Darcy. And I was like, it's far too big for that child.
Yes, Darcy, this Darcy.
Yeah.
Because down the country you call people by their second name, don't you?
You do,
Right, good luck, Tullys.
Thanks for
your
time.
Good luck, bye.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Grandma, good Marion. Thank you very much. Have a good weekend. 51551 Ray at RTE.ie. Anne in Dublin 7 says, we had a rule in our house about the biscuits. Family hold back when visitors call. Doesn't rhyme or anything, but I get the message. Yeah. Families hold back when visitors call. Now, we've two people standing by who want to take part in the Who Done It quiz. And one of them will walk away with a prize. It's a two-night stay for two people in Slieve Donard Hotel. It's now part of the Marine and Lawn brand. They have three new dining experiences. The Percy French, it's a local favourite. JJ Farrell's, perfect for afternoon tea. And the Wolf Bar, cosy spot for pre-dinner cocktails. Marineandlawn.com for more details. Sleep Donard is a truly landmark destination right at the foot of the Mourne Mountains. And we say thanks very much to everybody up there for helping us out on the quiz this week. Elaine O'Connor. Hello, Elaine.
Hi, Ray. How are you?
Not too bad. It's Friday and the sun's shining and the temperature is up in the 20s. All good, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's absolutely gorgeous.
Where are you in the country?
I'm in New Ross in County Wexford.
Right. And have you been in a car? Have you been near a thermometer? What's the temperature?
I actually don't know because I'm working from home today and I can just walk over to collect the two kids from school. So right. I haven't been in the car today.
Ah, right. Great, great. Yeah. But it's warm and it's sunny, is it?
It's so warm. It's actually kind of baking
yes.
outside.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, it is. You know, when you get off the plane in Lanzarote or one of those places and you feel that sort of wall of heat, there's a bit of that out there, isn't there?
Absolutely, yeah. If you close your eyes, you could be anywhere. Yeah.
Yeah. It's good drying out there.
Oh, absolutely. I know. I was saying the clothes are kind of baking dry on the line.
Right,
you know. But it's great catching up while everyone else here is at the beach.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And any plans to go to the beach?
Oh, yeah, we'll definitely go down tomorrow and Sunday, probably to Bag and Bun or Carnivan down near the Hook Lighthouse.
Yeah, yeah, it's lovely down there, isn't it? Hook Peninsula
is
lovely.
Yeah.
So Connor and Milo, 9 and 7.
Yes.
And they're busy, I'd say, with sport over the weekend, are they?
They are. They play for Cushionstown, Rathcrow Cushionstown GAA Club. So
right.
We have matches tonight and a blitz on Sunday morning as well.
Right. Will the family be watching the rugby or not?
Well, I'm really the only rugby fan in the house, although I wouldn't have a great knowledge on it these days. But I used to play years ago, a bit like yourself, Ray.
Played a bit of rugby.
Played a bit of rugby myself.
And Tadhg Furlong is down that neck of the woods, isn't he?
He surely is, yeah.
Yes.
He's from near Campyle there,
yes.
Not too far outside New Ross,
Yeah. So you'll be shouting for him anyway.
Oh, 100%.
Well, fingers crossed that they do, because we've never got beyond, and Shane Byrne's going to confirm this, we've never got beyond the quarterfinals. So, and this, if ever we're going to do it, this is the year, they're telling us. You're up against Catherine Flanagan in Drumcondra in Dublin. Hello, Catherine.
Hi, Ray. How are you? Hi,
great. Man. Great. How is Drumcondra? Warm?
Absolutely baking,
yes.
Yeah, but gorgeous, all
great.
Looking gorgeous.
Great.
Yeah.
And what's your story? You finished work for the weekend?
Finished work for the weekend. I'm a teacher, so yeah, finished up. I am now in my mother's garden getting ready to start the weekend.
Right. So you'd like a nice tea or a nice coffee or something like that. Are you into
absolutely.
Those sort of things?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I feel bad now about Niamh. She went to all that bother to make me a nice tea and I was unimpressed. But you have to be honest, don't you? You have to be honest with these things.
Well, I suppose.
Maybe not. Maybe I should have said it was lovely. Yeah. What about rugby in your house? Will you be watching rugby?
Oh, we will. Yeah, we'll all be there. Yeah, waiting for Ireland's call and singing
shoulder
as well.
To shoulder.
Yeah. Shoulder to shoulder. Yeah.
Yeah. I believe the Hobie is down with COVID, is he?
He is, yeah. So I'm not sure we'll be having any visitors or we'll be welcome to anybody else's house. But,
is this his first time or has he got it before?
No, second.
Second time, yeah. Right. Yeah, because
it's
on the increase. We'll have to watch out for that. Okay, so it's Elaine v. Catherine. You know the rules. Three questions. I'll give you the category and then I ask if you want a clue. If you go for a clue and get it right, you get a point. If you go without a clue, it's more difficult. So you get 2 points and whoever has the most at the end is the winner. If it's drawn points, we go to a tie-break question. Good luck to you both, Elaine and Catherine. Here we go. Elaine.
Yeah.
We start with music, specifically rock bands. Rock bands. So how are you on your rock bands? Will you need a clue or will you go without a clue?
Well, I'll try it without a clue, Ray.
Without a clue for two. Who is this? Who's that for two?
I think it's AC/DC.
It is
right?
AC/DC. 2 points for you. Well done. Highway to Hell. Good start. Catherine, rock bands. What do you think?
I better go two to try and keep up.
Okay, no clue for two. Who is this?
Now and then when I see a face, it takes me away to that special place. And if I stay too long, I'd probably break down.
Who's that?
No clue.
No clue?
No clue.
No clue. Elaine probably knows that. Do you know Elaine?
I do. The name has gone out of my head, but I know exactly who it is.
It's Guns N' Roses.
Guns N' Roses. Yeah.
Slash and Axl Rose and all that. Yeah, Sweet Child of Mine. Okay, don't panic yet, quite yet, Catherine. Back to Elaine. Famous duos. Second category, famous duos. Do you want a clue, Elaine, or not?
I'll chance no clue again.
No
right.
clue, okay. So, can you name this famous duo for two?
We thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
I can't believe that we are still getting away
with
this.
Were you more nervous tonight than ever?
Ever before. My hands are sticky, my heart is beating. But I tell you what, we are as humbled and as grateful tonight as we were when we won it for the first time. So thank you for taking the time to vote for us. We really do appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Who's that?
Anton Deckley.
It is, yes. They won at the National Television Awards. For most popular TV presenters, I think it was their 105th time. So 2 points for you, well done. Catherine.
Famous, okay, better go too.
Yeah, famous duos. Good luck with this for 2 points. Who's this?
Hey, look, I've got a banana. What kind of a snack did you bring?
Oh, an orange.
An orange. Oh, boy, that's great.
It is?
Yeah, because now my banana and your orange can be friends.
Friends? What are you talking about? A banana and an orange cannot be friends.
Oh, gee, why is that? Is it because they look so different?
No, because they're just fruit.
It sounds like Bert and Ernie.
It is Bert and Ernie. 2 points. You're on the scoreboard. Good stuff. Well done, Catherine. Bert and Ernie. Right. Now, Elaine's on four. Catherine, you're on two. So, Elaine, if you get anything out of this last question, we're talking superstars. If you get anything from this, Catherine can't catch you. Unfortunately for you, Catherine. So what do you want to do on superstars, Elaine? Do you want a clue or not?
Yeah, sure. I'll take a clue then, please.
Yes, that makes sense. Okay, Papa Don't Preach. She's more than a material girl. Who is this for 1 point?
Thank you for acknowledging my ability to continue my career for 34 years. If you're a girl, you have to play the game. You are allowed to be pretty and cute and sexy, but don't act too smart. Don't have an opinion. Don't have an opinion that is out of line with the status quo, at least.
Who's that?
That is the main woman, Madonna.
It is. Talking in 2016. Talking a lot of sense as well. You get a point. That brings you to five. Catherine, you can't catch her because you can only get to four. So, Catherine Flanagan in Drumcondra, we're sending out a Ray Darcy Show Keep Cup to put your iced coffee
thank you
in.
So much.
Yes, and enjoy the weekend and the hot weather.
A great one
see you, Catherine.
Okay.
Bye now. Bye. Well done, Elaine. You and a person of your choice are off to Slieve Donard Hotel at the foot of the Mourne Mountains. You can find out more marineandlawn.com.
Oh, there you go. Thank you so much, Ray.
Enjoy the weekend and the weather and the rugby and all that. See you. Bye. Bye.
You too. Well done. Care. Bye.
Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1. Email ray@rte.ie. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Now we're 18 minutes past four, so I'd say we've reached the highest temperature today, I would imagine. That's the way the day goes. And just confirmation from Met Éireann that the highest temperature recorded in Ireland so far today, 28.5 degrees Celsius at Oak Park in Carlow. So they're not going to beat that 1906 record of 29.1 degrees. You may have heard the Rugby World Cup starts tonight. France play New Zealand in France. France are the hosts. Then tomorrow night we're playing Romania. To preview the tournament, we have Shane Bourne in studio. You must be very excited, Shane.
I actually can't wait. I'm buzzing. Yeah. Now, it's an absolute sin that a game like this can, and it's something we'll talk about, I presume, that they've messed up the seeding so badly. But the opening game, France versus New Zealand.
Could be a final.
They should only meet in a final or semi-final. Okay. It's madness that they're meeting. But it's going to be brilliant.
Let's explain that to people who wouldn't understand. So the seeding for this World Cup happened 2 years ago. Yeah. And a lot of things have changed in the rugby world since then. So teams that were seeded number one are now down the ranking. We're up at the top. So what's happened is in one side of the draw, you have all the strongest teams. Is that it? Every one of them. Which you were talking.
Yeah, I think it's
France,
one to six,
New Zealand, Ireland.
Yeah, I think it's 1-6 or 1-5 are all on one side of the group, which is absolute lunacy.
Yes.
You know, the way. You see, what happens is that they have to cut the line at some point, but 2 years is too far out because, as you say, ourselves and France in particular made a huge drive up the ranks within the last two seasons. So they say they're never going to do it again. I believe when I see it. But they.
So, for example, where were we ranked when the seeding was put into place?
Fifth. Or was it fourth? We might have just moved to fourth.
Fourth or fifth, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And France were down the ranking as
France
well.
France were way down.
England would have been up the ranking.
Yes.
They're way down England the ranking.
Yeah.
Yes.
And New Zealand would have been top.
Yes, yes.
You know, they're now fourth.
Right.
So when they took that snapshot, and then they did the pool seedings and everything like that, it all made sense at the time, but it absolutely doesn't now.
Makes sense. But I suppose, as all the people say, we are where we are, and it's not going to change overnight. So,
well, look, if you're going to win it, you have to beat them all anyway.
Yes.
But like, we're now in the situation where, like, we're in, you could call it the group of death, because we've Romania and Tonga, which is okay. They have their own challenges, there's no doubt about that. Yes. But we've got South Africa, who are probably the best team in the world to prepare for a World Cup. You can, they always get it ready. Yeah, they always get themselves right for the World Cup. They're brilliant at it.
Right.
And then you've got Scotland, who are
Come and good.
Yeah. They're on a bit of a trip themselves. They're going really, really well.
Finn Russell is going to be probably one of the best players of the tournament.
I know, sure. He's mercurial. Yeah. He's absolutely fantastic. Yeah. And, you know, it'll be fantastic to see, except when he's playing against us, obviously. So, you know, we've a hard challenge in the group. And then when we hit the quarterfinal stage, we can only meet New Zealand or France.
Right.
That's it.
Now, the only thing is that New Zealand aren't at their...
No. No, they're not the powerhouse that they used to be.
And we've beaten them many times out of the last number of games.
Well, we're probably the main reason that aura was broken. You know, that we did what we did against them, both home and away.
Yes,
yeah, Chicago first and then at home.
Yeah,
and then we travelled down there and won a test series. So that's broken that aura, which is great.
Yeah.
Needed for world rugby. But you cannot discount them.
Now, will you explain this to people? Because it's this chat that I've had with anybody who wants to stop me to talk about rugby, because I played a bit of rugby myself.
But you're funny.
It's about what South Africa did against New Zealand in the warm-up game.
Yeah, yeah.
So the bench, the subs are usually what? What's the divvy up between backs and forwards? In
4-3.
4-3.
Yeah.
Right, so four...
Or no, it's more, it's 5-3.
Right, five...
So four. It's always four, weighed more to forwards than
the
backs.
Okay, so five forwards and three backs.
Yeah, right. And they had seven forwards.
Right.
And
what difference does that make?
Well, they're basically replacing the pack. And just bringing on.
Right.
And like, you know, a lot of the guys that they'd be bringing on would potentially be first team starters anyway.
Okay.
So their impact is enormous.
So you played in the pack at an international level, front row.
Yeah.
So explain to people the amount of energy that you have to put in playing international rugby in the pack.
It's everything.
Yeah.
Like the backs do all the fancy things, and they flaunts around the place, scoring
dive
tries
over the
and
line
stuff like that. But like forwards never stop moving.
Yeah.
You never stop. We either are, you know, we've done something out to our max strength, either a scrum or a ruck or a tackle a guy who's 23 stone and he's trying to roll over you. And then you have to immediately get up and start moving again.
Right.
Where backs at least get the opportunity to reset and hold and stuff like that.
When you're in the
A forward, you expend all the energy that you possibly have. So the advantage what South Africa are trying to create is that they then bring on this explosive force of the this pack that basically a completely refreshed pack.
There's no rule against that?
No, I'm not particularly fussed about it.
How can Andy Farrell then?
Well, if that was the case, I would go after their backs.
Yeah,
wouldn't you?
Yeah,
they only have one back sub on the bench.
Yeah, well, you can't. I'd go target them.
But you can give a guy certain particular attention, and you can make sure that a lot of play center around that individual,
right?
And just by wear and tear, the poor creature might need a bit of attention off the park.
He may not be able to play the second half. Now, I don't condone that sort of behaviour at all. No, I don't.
No,
I
totally don't. Within the rules.
Yes,
yeah.
I was just thinking about forwards, because they actually, in the scientific definition of work, that's what you do. You move a weight through a distance. You're constantly doing that.
Everything is about moving forward.
Moving forward.
Everything.
Yeah.
Everything. Like, even when I was told by a coach a long time ago, is when you make contact in a tackle, there's a blade of grass directly below you.
Right.
And you make sure that you finish forward.
Forward.
Okay. Blade of grass.
Our history in the World Cup, the first Rugby World Cup was 1987.
87, yeah.
We haven't got beyond what stage?
Quarters.
Quarters.
Only.
Okay.
And I think we failed to reach it 1 year as well. The we would be, look, put it this way. We've been number one in the world now for a little while.
Yeah.
And we have done fantastic things. We're on a great unbeaten run. In normal circumstance, we would be odds on favourites. We should be odds on favourites. Everybody's, you know, whoever normally runs in first in the world, unbeaten, going well. Like, there's been more spectacular wins running into this. France against Australia, South Africa against New Zealand. We've just steadied. We've just gone through it. Yeah. We beat England well, which is always nice. But the simple fact is, the only reason we're not a rabid favourite is...
The draw.
No.
Back to the draw. No.
It's our history. It's the fact that we've never got past the quarterfinals.
It's the monkey on our back.
Yeah, we've gone into World Cups before, in 07, in number one seed in the world.
But do you think the lads will be thinking about that now?
Well, I think these set of guys, like there's 18 players who've never been to World Cup before.
Right.
There's a great mix of experience. I just think that their mindset, we already know they're a great team. They've fantastic skill. They're able to beat any side on their day. So the biggest challenge that Andy Farrell has is getting their heads right.
Yes.
And I think that's what this is all about. And actually, the way the fixtures are, it's not a bad way for it to
be. No, because we're easing into it.
Yes.
Romania, Tonga.
Yeah, and then the big ones. So then you've just got to take it right. It's not dissing Romania and Tonga, but facts are facts. We should get through those games.
Well, if we don't, we can come home.
And then we just take it right. From South Africa on, it's undefeated run.
How important is Johnny Sexton to the game?
Vital.
To the team?
So look, there's been loads of instances over the years where you would see an older international in a squad and you think, he's there because he's the coach's favourite, or he's there for... you know, just great for team morale or whatever, or else people think he should be gone and he's not. Johnny Sexton deserves to be there. He's still the number one out half in the country, and you would still argue he's still one of the best in the world in the way he steers and guides the game. He's amazing talent all around him.
As you suggested that maybe we target some of the opposition, he would be a marked man, wouldn't he?
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah. Absolutely. Like, if every time, but you see, that's the way he plays. Is the reason he's so good is that a lot of the times you can sit back in the pocket and pop the ball off and do brilliant things, but he takes it right to the line
and
that's the defence doesn't know what to
do. We've 15 seconds.
All right.
So, what are your predictions? Are we going to get beyond the quarterfinal this
year? Yes,
time?
We are. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Whoever wins the quarterfinal that Ireland is in will win the World Cup.
There you go. Shane Bourne, thank you very much. France, New Zealand tonight, Romania, Ireland tomorrow, and on till the end of October. That's it from us. Sarah and Cormac are on the way. We are back on Monday. Enjoy whatever you're doing at the weekend. Good luck.
Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.